is the Joe and Alex Show, and you can get your question answered every Thursday by emailing the show, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Karen did that, and she's on the phone this morning. Karen, thanks for calling in. What is your question for Alex this week?
Alex, I know you're not a mom yet, but I wanted to run something by you and the other people who are listening and see what you think about this. My husband and I have been talking about it, and we just want some other brains on it. So we all do two Christmases with our son, right? So we have one with just the family, and that's next weekend, with presents from mom and dad, right?
Okay.
And on Christmas Day, we celebrate Christmas from Santa, right?
Mm-hmm.
So every year, we take our son to choose all the presents he wants for Christmas. That'll be from us, me and my husband, at Target. We just take him to Target, and he can pick out what he wants, and yay, happy Christmas, right?
Right.
So I give him a budget. Don't worry. It's not like me, free for all.
Yeah.
I actually give him a budget. And he picks a few things out that he really wants. We actually found out that he lied to us. He stole something from our neighbor's garage.
Ooh.
And then he lied to us about it. So it's stealing and lying. I'm actually kind of worried about how he's going to turn out if he's, you know, he just turned 8. He's already stealing and lying.
Yeah, that would, I can imagine that being a big concern. So what's your question?
So here's the thing. The idea that we had, we want to take him to Target like we do every year and have him put all the toys that he picked out in the cart and go up to the register. And when the cashier tells us the total, say to him, actually, we're not buying any of these today. And wait. So when my son asks why and gets upset, we're going to tell him that we were disappointed in him when we found out he lied and stole. And so, you know, now he knows what disappointment feels like.
Oh, my gosh. That just, like, made my stomach hurt. That
why?
Is
really?
Yeah, because that is really hardcore. I would even go so far as to say that's going to be very traumatic. I agree with you that you got to do something because
yeah.
You caught him stealing and then he lied to his parents about it. So yeah, that is a problem. But definitely, it makes me uncomfortable to have him be in that humiliating situation.
You know, he's still going to have Santa Christmas on Christmas Day, not just, you know, just not from us.
But that's still like, I mean, that is something I'm just going to tell you right now. There are some times where I got in a lot of trouble in my life by my parents. I was not an easy kid to raise. I was very strong-willed and opinionated and mouthy as I am now. That's
what?
Why
no
I know.
Way.
That's why I have a career in radio. I haven't changed. But as a kid, my mom was very strict, and I can remember all of the really hardcore things that she did to punish me. I remember her going through my CDs when I was little and, like, breaking my CDs if she disagreed with the kind of music it was. I remember her, like, you know, I remember getting spanked. Like, all of these things I've never forgotten. This is going to be that punishment that your kid is going to be an old man, and he's going to remember the time that you took him to the store to pick out his Christmas, and then you humiliated him in front of the cashier and said, actually, we're not getting these today.
That's a good thing to remember, though. Out of all the
absolutely.
Things for Karen to keep her kid in line, what if her kid keeps on stealing, Alex? Like, almost like this is
what?
A scared straight scenario.
You could invite, like, the police to come to your house and say, I heard you stole. Like, I don't know. I've heard of parents
they've
doing other
better
things
to do than come to Karen's house.
They might do it if she just explains it's not an emergency situation. How would you feel about coming and talking to my kid about, like, stealing and what that could mean for him if he continues to steal as he grows up? Like, I'm just imagining there's way better scenarios to scare him straight than just humiliating him in public like that. And it's Christmas.
It is Christmas, but the thing is, I don't want my boy to end up in prison because I didn't nip this in the bud early on. I mean, if he continues to steal and lie, what's going to happen to him when he gets older? I mean, this could turn into a total nightmare unless I do something big and I do something now. This is just the one time, and hopefully that'll be it.
Karen, don't feel bad. I think you're doing fine, but let's open it up. 317-239-1009. Also, on Twitter, you can get in touch with the show, Joe and Alex Show. Make sure you give us a follow and tweet at us. Karen wants to know, you know, like, what should she do? Is that the right thing to do or absolutely not? It's the Joe and Alex Show.